بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
الله هو ذا الرحمن الله هو ذا المنان.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program, Shaykh Agha Mohammadi is the guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alayhi tahirin. Once again, salam to you and to respected listeners.
Alright, Shaykh Agha Mohammadi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about another type of nafs, and that is nafs al-mutma'inna, roughly translated into English as the soul at peace. So, what kind of nafs it is, and do we have any Quranic reference and ahadith explaining this type of nafs for us, nafs al-mutma'inna?
Yeah, the last verses of Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about such a nafs.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said, we don't have different multiple souls. This is the nafs, the soul which is developed.
Yes.
The soul which is trained by the teachings of Quran, by the teachings of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So he ascends to such a virtuous position to be nafsul mutma'in, to be soul at peace or in tranquility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place in Quran refers to the reality of salat. And he says, أَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Perform salat as the remembrance of Allah. So what matters is the remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah is the way that you can get close to Allah.
Yes.
Remembering Him, you will turn to think and act and behave the way that Allah wants and to be like Him.
Yes.
Allah said in Quran, "Inni ja'ilun fil arzi khalifa." Allah said, "I am going to appoint a successor on the earth." So man is to be the successor of Allah on the earth. Means to resemble Allah, to be manifestation of Allah on the earth. This is the reason of creation. And to get that, we have to perform salat, do ibadah. Ibadah is the remembrance of Allah. So when we perform salat, we shouldn't forget that. The essence of salat is remembrance. We usually take care of the fiqhi issue of salat a lot. Then to have the salat valid.
Yes.
How to perform wuzu, how the facing qibla, and to have a pure clothing, and all these things, which are important. But usually the side which is sort of neglected is the side that how much remembrance of Allah is there.
Yes.
How much quality is there. This is something that sometimes we neglected, and it is not easy. Of course, it needs the soul to be trained, to have the control of the soul. But anyhow, if the remembrance of Allah increases in the act, then that is dhikr, dhikr of Allah.
Yes.
Then you can say that this salat was dhikr, was remembrance of Allah.
Yes.
If the remembrance of Allah is there, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this glad tiding that Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.
That's right.
Be aware that by remembrance of Allah, the hearts will be at peace.
Yes.
The hearts will raise to the position that they will be in tranquility.
That's right.
You know, we are at peace when we have all the material things prepared for us. When we have the family, okay, everybody is healthy, we have a good income, we have the car, we have the house, we have food to eat, we have a shelter, there is no sickness, no disease, no danger, nothing, then we feel a kind of secure, a kind of peace.
Yes.
But when any of these factors is missing, then we see that no, things are not okay.
Yes.
That's why Allah sends the on and off, the troubles, the difficulties. Uh-huh. Actually, we evaluate ourselves. Yes. So then we are in ease and peace. We think that we are good people. But mm-hmm. the moment that you are in difficulty and hardship, then we wake up to see the weaknesses that we have, weak points that we have.
That's right.
So, but the, those who have the true remembrance of Allah, they have the peace at any condition.
Yes. No, they are peaceful at any condition. You cannot see any sign of hardship in the face or any type of worry or anxiety.
In the heart of difficulties, you find them in peace.
Absolute and peace.
In tranquility. Why? Because they see Allah with them. They see that they are not disconnected from the uh-huh. Almighty, and the mercy of Allah is supporting them, is with them. And so they have the trust. This is the real trust in Allah, by seeing the mercy of Allah with you.
Yes.
So remembrance of Allah is zikr. Salat is remembrance, is zikr. And the function of zikr is that you will be in peace.
Yes.
And this is the purpose of creation.
Uh-huh.
You know, Allah says in one place, Allah says, we didn't create man and jinn
yes.
unless for
yes.
worship. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So somebody may ask that, why Allah needs our worship? While, you know, worship is an act.
Yes.
And the point is that Allah doesn't need our acts of worship. This is what can ascend us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the aim, the point is that you cannot find the acts to be your ultimate goal. For man, ultimate goal is always a state.
Yes.
To reach to a state of mind or heart.
Yes.
Whatever we do in the life from the acts, so there could be a question, why?
Mm-hmm.
You go shopping. I ask, why are you going to shop? To buy.
Yes.
You say, I am going to buy ingredients for food. Then again, I can continue the question, why you want to buy the ingredients?
Yes.
Then you say, I want to cook.
Yes.
Again, cooking is an act. I ask, why you want to cook?
Uh-huh.
You say, I want to eat. Again, I ask you, why do you want to eat? Then you say, because I want to be in the state of being full, not being hungry. So this is a state. If a
yes.
person is a human being and he has experienced the state of being hungry,
yes.
and he has the experience of being full, then he will not continue the question. Because you reach to a state. The state of not being hungry means that you have the energy, you can survive, you can continue your life. That's it. So the act finds the meaning.
Yes.
So ultimate goal of acts in man's life is when they reach to a state.
Mm-hmm.
That state is the purpose behind the acts. So Allah says, worship Allah, this is the purpose of creation. But worshipping is an act.
Yes.
You say, why should I worship? In another place, Allah answers this question by saying, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship Allah, then to reach to the state of certainty.
Yes.
حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, some has translated it to the moment of death. Yaqeen means death.
Yes.
The other interpretation, you know, is yaqeen, what we normally and literally understand, that to reach to the certainty, the way that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that he used to worship Allah while he was kind of observing and seeing the majesty of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that I don't worship a God that I have not seen. Of course, he didn't say by these eyes, but this is the seeing by بمشاهدت القلوب, the hearts will see Allah.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So that is state of certainty, which is achieved by Worship is the state that by that certainty you will be in peace.
Yes.
If you know that Allah is with you, if you are certain that Allah is with you, if you see His hand on your shoulders, and when you see the mercy with you, then you know that whatever is happening to me is the best.
Yes.
When He is pleased with what's happening to me, then I am happy with that. It has been narrated from one of the Urafa that they said, "Mada turid?" He said, "Uridu Allah, urid." What do you want? What do you wish?
Yes.
He said, "I wish not to wish."
Yes.
Means that my will, my wish is to reach to a level that I don't wish anything other than the will and wish of Allah.
Or whatever Allah wills and wishes for
so
me.
So to reach to a level that to be happy with whatever Allah wishes for me and wills for me. And I know that that is the best.
Mm-hmm.
So when you reach to that level, then you're not worried. If you're in the worst condition on the earth, you know that this is the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then what can remove this peace and security?
Lady Zainab, after the tragedy of Karbala, was asked, "How did you find this tragedy?" I said, "Nothing but beauty."
Nothing but beauty. Yeah,
yeah, I didn't see anything but beauty. Again, the sentences of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam at the last moments of his life, when he's going to be slaughtered and killed, he and whole family, is all hope and wish. It is like, as if he's sitting down in a park or, I don't know, in a green jungle place, you know, at peace and ease, talking about, for example, Allah, talking about the future.
Yeah, that is the position and the state of being with Allah.
Yes.
And this is the glad tiding for those that Allah says, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. No fear, no sorrow for those people who have the faith.
Yes.
So this the real faith has such an impact. And that soul will be in that state of being in peace.
Yes.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ إِرْجِئِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ.
Yes.
You return to your Lord, رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. You are pleased with Him, He is pleased with you. And this pleasure, we don't understand it. This is the greatest bounty of heaven.
So the nafs al-mutmainna irji ila rabbik, return to your, it has been, or it's better to say, it had been the place of Allah before. So now you are returning to Allah again, isn't it?
Yeah, this is actually in the journey of perfection. You are returning to your Lord while you were with Him. But this one... this one is coming with conscience, with perfection.
Yes.
This is not the creational one. Previously, it was a kind of creational gift and closeness, but this one is the achieved one. This one is a journey which is past, and then you can enter among the servants. You see, Allah said, "Raziyatan marziya." Allah talks in Quran about the different pleasures and different blessings in Jannah.
Yes.
Then after all of them says, وَرِزْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest pleasure. We have the hadith from the Prophet saying that there is a place in Jannah. There is no garden, no hurul in, nothing.
Yes.
It is only the pleasure of Allah. And that is the greatest pleasure that a mu'min can achieve.
Yes.
Means that this is the pure pleasure, the greatest amount of happiness and pleasure that you can taste.
That's right.
Is the pure pleasure of Allah. Not in hur, not in milk, not in honey. But it's the pure pleasure of Allah. That is only for those people who are such level. That Allah says, رَاضِيَةً مَرْزِيَةً. When Allah is happy with you and you will taste this pleasure of Allah.
So all the worshipping deeds and amal, you know. Yeah. Should be done, must be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Then Allah says, فَدْخُلِي فِي عَبَادِي. Now you can enter among the abds.
Yes.
First of all, if you remember, we said that Allah commanded us to worship. And He said, لَيَعْبُدُونَ.
Yes.
يَعْبُدُونَ was act.
Yeah.
But abd is a state.
There's
a difference between being servant of Allah, abd, and between being abid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shaitan was abid.
Yes.
Shaitan worshipped Allah according to Amir al-Mu'mini for 6,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
All those years he was worshipping, but he was not abd. He was not a servant. He was worshipping Allah with the ego inside, with the selfishness. And the moment of test, It was clarified that all those years of worship didn't make him to turn into a servant, into yes. abd, and to be in full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was not abd, yes. he was abid.
Yes.
And to be abid is not enough. But if you reach through ibadah, of course, through yes. being abid to the level of abd, which is a state, then that is the greatest virtue yes. that a person can achieve.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sheikh Al-Mahdi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of nafs al-mutma'inna, or the soul at peace. For sure, Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Shiite infallible imams are the best examples of those people who have nafs, who had nafs al-mutma'inna. And the living imam, that is Imam Asr, is now the best person who has this nafs al-mutma'inna. It was very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much, dear listeners. For listening to us, for more information, visit our website at parstudio.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.